Ian Trottier here. Doral National. We're at the AmFest 2021. I'm sitting with Jeff Peterson.
Yes.
Now, Jeff, you and I basically just met. I know that I've seen you at previous events.
Yes.
You've worked with Clay Clark.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so both of us worked with Clay Clark, probably seen each other there at some of those events. Take a moment, introduce yourself for listeners. And by the way, Jeff, you did compliment me, right? You just gave me a compliment. You looked at my website?
Yeah.
I'm just throwing that in there, man.
I looked it in. But you did look like a prize fighter. Thank you. You know, and it's true. And I called my buddy, and wait, I got the voicemail right here.
Hey, this is Bill. Tell Ian he looks like a prize fighter.
That was Bill Clinton. He wanted to let you know as well.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
And you know what? I'm sure that's coming from Hillary, so
oh, God.
You can thank Hillary for that.
So we have a lot of fun. I'm Jeffrey Peterson. I have a show called the Matrix Groove Show, MG Show.
Out of Florida?
Florida, Oregon. And
Oregon?
Yeah. My partner in justice, Shady Groove, he lives in Oregon, deep behind enemy lines, and I live in Freedom, Florida. But we have a show every day, Monday through Friday at noon Eastern to 2 p.m. MG.show is the website, and you can catch us on Red State Talk Radio. Just say, hey, Alexa, or one of your spy devices. Tune in to Red State Talk Radio, and you'll hear us there. We just fired up our Rumble channel as well. We've got almost 6,000 subscribers, and right now we're firing up in two weeks. So 6,000 subscribers, 2 weeks. Rumble.com/MG show. We have guests like Patrick Byrne. General Flynn has been on the show many times. Joe Flynn, of course, he's a friend of the show. Mike Lindell, Colonel Phil Waldron, Pastor Greg Locke, you know, all the Clay Clark. I was just on Clay's show and we broke his rule because the reason why I'm here sitting with you, Ian,
yes,
is I was a citizen journalist,
okay,
covering Q.
Okay. Q. What is Q?
So Q is...
Like the James Bond character?
Yes. No, Star Trek.
Star Trek?
So Q was this entity. We don't know who Q is, and it really doesn't matter.
Or what Q is,
What Q is the information.
Okay.
So I covered that as the drops went, and General Flynn followed me in April of 18 on my In the Matrix of 3X's
2018.
On Twitter. I had 250,000 followers, yes. Yeah, so I was talking back and forth. So I'm like, this stuff has got to be real because all I did was post Q posts.
How did you get turned on to this Q entity?
So I heard
that
about
General
it.
Flynn's now following you for information.
And
or
he's on my show
for some reason.
Right, for some reason. but it's very interesting because how I got into it was just, it was shown to me. I'm like, well, what is this? Very skeptical. And I'm like, wow, you know, this is very interesting because I was a conspiracy theorist before it was cool. You know, and so I was like, I thought I was a really good entity to bring the Q post from 8kun, 4chan, 8kun, and then into Twitter, and then do threads and discuss what was happening that day. And we did shows, so we documented the whole movement essentially as citizen journalists, not like, you know, an Alex Kaplan of Media Matters or you know, the Daily Beast or any of these guys.
Okay, so we're picking up Jeff. Jeff Peterson. We're picking back up with. Let's go back to Melina.
Melania. Okay, let's do this again. So pick up your... Everybody get out their little Google machine. It's okay. Use Google. Okay? Even though, don't use Google. Use it. Use DuckDuckGo. Use whatever it takes. When I research, I use all search engines. So it's Melina, M-E-L-I-N-A, Abdullah, A-B-D-U-L-L-A-H.
It's a Wikipedia page.
She is the co-founder of Los Angeles chapter of Black Lives Matter, which is the biggest chapter.
Okay. Ah, interesting.
Right? So
Los Angeles chapter.
The Los Angeles chapter. So she was born as Melina Rachel Ryman. Ryman.
In East Oakland, it says, according to Wikipedia,
yeah. So,
which is where the Black Panthers are from, I believe.
Her bloodline is Gunter Ryman.
Gunter Ryman sounds German to me.
That's
Jeff.
Very German. Basically, he's from the National Socialist German Workers' Party, or Antifa, or Nazis. So, you know, you had the... You know, the Antifa helped Hitler get into control. Sorry about that. Antifa helped Hitler get in control. So the Rymans are very, very...
Antifa helped Hitler get into control, you're saying?
Correct. Yeah, just like anti-fascista, we'll call them, because that's German. Antifa here today. Very interesting.
Did they help Joe Biden get into the White
Seems
House?
Like it, didn't it? I mean, everybody knows that January 6th was done by the FBI and Antifa. I mean, we're not fooling anybody.
prove me wrong. Prove him wrong, folks.
Prove him wrong. You can send emails to Jeff at mg.show. Yeah, I'm serious. I really, you know, this is a plan against us. So we're seeing a lot of similarities. So Gunter Reimann, let me just go to Jab Holdings. Jab Holding Company. So the Reimanns own...
J-A-B Holding Company.
Yeah, the Reimanns own Panera Bread. I mean, look at these guys. Pet care, they're into coffee, beverages, pet care.
BLM, you're saying. This is the family that this Melina is connected to.
From the German Socialist Party, yes. All history repeats itself, and we don't know it. And that you can just go to Wikipedia and see that his father's name is Gunter Reimann. Pretty interesting, right? So then you've got the Quamp family doing Entrust Global, related to Goebbels. Papers, please. It's kind of like the same playbook is happening. Now, you know, you get pretty incredible, like, you know, the word Nazi simply means national socialism. You know, it's like Nationalsozialistische Socialism, you know, in German. I'm not very German, but that's what that means, is National Socialist Party. And I always said when I was a kid, because I was a Y kid, so the Republicans are National Socialists and the Democrats are Communists. And that's essentially what we've got, because we are not a democracy. We are a republic, if you can keep it.
Right.
Pretty interesting stuff.
Jeff.
So this is some of the research I do.
Jeff, you've taken a moment. You've looked at some of the work that I've done. I started my show 5 years ago, South Beach. And one of the people that I've had on that show that resonated with you, because it's somebody that you've also had on your show, his name is G. Edward Griffin. And G. Edward Griffin has spoken for decades.
Decades.
About the corruption behind the Federal Reserve Central Bank.
That's right.
Tell listeners a little bit about what you understand through your information. And it sounds like you may have taken it another level than Jeter Griffin has taken it. But you've maybe dug a little bit more. Tell listeners about that, your experience at Jekyll Island. Explain that for listeners, what you understand there.
So Jekyll Island was awesome. I had to go to Jekyll Island because the creature from Jekyll Island was Jeter Griffin. And I was invited to be media there. And I was able to meet with him and speak with him.
He did a conference? Is that what happened there?
Yes, it was the Red Pill...
Red Pill Expo or something?
Expo. Okay. Red Pill Expo.
What year, what month?
This was last year, 2 years ago.
Just recently.
It was 10-2, October 2nd of last year.
Just a year ago.
Yeah.
Okay, just a year ago. Recently in the sense that here's a guy that's written this book that you're talking
about. Because I have that book, and I've actually read it.
Okay, okay.
And, you know, what he's done is a great job showing you the Marxist, you know, the way that they own the money. But I found a layer above the Rothschilds. Like, you and I have all heard of the Rothschilds.
Yes.
Right?
Right. J.P. Morgan, Rockefeller, Rothschild.
So a lot of times if you hear about them, they're really not the ones that are in control, right? They're the men behind the curtain. And since they gave us this technology, it's kind of made it hard for them to hide. And so I actually found the Payseur, P-A-Y-S-E-U-R. The Payseur family comes from Queen Antoinette when she was beheaded. Daniel Payseur, and by the way, Queen Marie is from Austria, even though she was the Queen of France. They're Merovingian, so they love the Merovingian bloodline, and that's one of your 13 bloodlines, even though there's more than 13. So they came down and they started, Daniel Payseur started buying the railroads. Then his son, Louis Cass Payseur, started buying up all the railroads.
In America.
In America. And they started the Virginia Company, and now it's called the United States of American Body Politic Trust in Delaware. Their first bank in the U.S. was called Lancaster Bank. It's now called Bank of America today. It also encompasses the Depository Trust Corporation, the DTCC. That clears a lot of money, and then, you know, Freddie, Fannie, all that kind of stuff. That's the way they move money around. But what happened was the railroad companies bought, I think it was the Chicago, Ohio, and Cincinnati are the parent companies to the Federal Reserve Bank. And then we had the Peugeot Commission, but it was probably Peugeot being French.
That's French.
Right. So the Merovingian. So Comey, what is a Comey? Comey, James Comey, a higher loyalty, right? His higher loyalty is to the bloodlines. A Comey, like a duques or a Comey, are warriors. And they go out and they take the land and distribute it for the king and the queen. So very interesting. And he's on HSBC. He's a cleaner for the Clintons, if you will. But we have it all. We know that Michael Sussman, we knew that he was going to be indicted 3 years ago. And he was Kevin Kleinsmith was one of the first ones. Now we've got Michael Sussman. And I don't think people understand that he was arrested. We have a Durham arrest, an indictment. It's bigger than just an arrest. It's you're indicted and now you're under arrest. And that's going to lead to the Uranium One. It's going to lead to Bob Mueller. It's going to lead to Page. It's going to lead to Andy McCabe. It's going to lead to Comey. We've got the whole list of people that are going to be indicted.
Indicted.
Yeah. So, you know, and look at what's happening. We couldn't show them. So, or tell them, like you and I couldn't tell them all this stuff's messed up and we need to take over, but we maybe not, we have to show them now. So people are waking up. What is it going to be? Is it going to be vaccine passports? Is that going to be your final, you know, red line? Is it going to be,
what's the tipping point?
Is it going to be taking a jab? Is that going to be your final point? You know, Pfizer just came out with Project Veritas, saying that there are fetal cells inside the jab. And for me, I don't think I want that. But if you want that, that's your choice. And that's what America's all about. If you want to wear a mask, if you want to get a job, fine. But we need to talk about the actual injuries. And you saw my video that went viral with Dr. Brian Artis. Over 10 million views, 45,000 people of Tom Renz's information. 45,000 people within 72 hours died of the COVID-19 jab. That's the CMS.gov. That's not VAERS, it's CMS.gov, which CMS.gov is about 18% of the population, and it's Medicare.
So, Jeff, you've taken a leap here.
Yeah, a big leap.
For listeners, and prior to you, I hosted Ruth Swanson that had saw the communist regime picking people off the street, alpha male types that might pose a threat to their regime, throwing them into encampments. This is happening currently in China. Let's back up here for a moment. And you've thrown a lot of information here.
Lots.
Through the financial system.
Yes, sir.
What's the link between COVID-19, Jeff, and the financial system? How do listeners equate the two?
Was it about the virus or the election?
Well, right? Jeff, this was a, let's just take
so
this
Pfizer's
viewpoint.
So Pfizer's making a lot of money, right? But it's free. So how does this all relate? It relates into total control. You know, I have a feeling what you're talking about with your friend. I mean, if people are dying from this vaccine, what are they doing? We do not have, I mean, forget if you believe in the vaccine or not. Take that off the table. And let's put our logic hats on. We do not, this is a fact, and prove me wrong, we do not have enough information to deem this vaccine safe. Do you know what's going to happen a year from now if you take it? 2 years from now? 3 years from now? And we do have VAERS deaths of over, I think it's 15,000 now. And with the SARS vaccine, when 53 people died, they stopped it. So in VAERS, which is, you have to enter, if you're a doctor, you have to enter all your information into the, you know, into what they call, you know, their system, right? I think, what do they use? I can't remember the exact system that they use.
Is it PubMed, something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, exactly. And then if the doctor wants to say that we had a vaccine injury, they then have to type it again into VAERS. So if we're showing 15,000 deaths, and it is mandatory, but hospitals are telling their doctors to rate it something else. And if you're vaccinated within a week, you're not considered vaccinated. So it's like all messed up. But there are questions. In America, we need to stand up and ask questions. Just like with the election. I've seen Kamala Harris, the vice president.
Also born in Oakland.
Yeah, also born in Oakland. I've seen Kamala Harris, I'm using air quotes, on the Congress floor in 2016 saying, I have seen vote machines flip votes. I've heard Hillary Clinton say the same thing, right? Hillary Clinton said the same thing. We do have vote fraud. And then I've heard Trump saying that there's vote fraud. So we as Americans, whether you voted for Donald J. Trump or Biden or whoever, we need to call our government on it because something's wrong. Because I don't have any problem if you voted for Joe Biden. That's, in fact, your God-given right. And it's how all men and women are created equal with our vote. But what if it's not equal? What if it's a fake majority with fake money, with fake news? And we really are the majority. And that's what we're learning here. When people listen to our show, we're showing you all the wins that we're actually having. Because a lot of people, if you're watching Fox News, you're not seeing the wins. You're not seeing Maricopa County. We've had Wendy Rogers on our show. I get texts for Wendy, you know, to help. She just took back her endorsement for Vernon Jones.
Who just got a multi-million dollar deal from somebody that's suspicious.
Yeah, yeah. So we're looking at the monies, and I can probably tie it back to Arabella and probably one of their four funds. And Jen Psaki worked for that. Media Matters, who attacks me, gets monies for 1630. So we're under. So we, the people, are becoming a well-informed electorate, and that is what Q did for me, and it allowed me to sit here to talk to you today and to share with you some of the stuff that I've learned. If you've seen the movie Out of Shadows,
sure.
I helped Mike Smith with that movie. And the quote at the end, "The truth is learned, never told," is my quote. I was on Clay Clark and the Pandora papers. Did you see all those Pandora tax papers come out?
Right.
Do you know it's a Q post?
Didn't know that.
Pandora's political elite box, two posts. And it talks about money flow with the Bidens. So it was handed out to a... International Journalism Foundation, which is controlled by Soros. I would like to get the documents myself and not have the media water it down with George Soros-funded newspapers.
Jeff, how long has the United States been under attack financially, in your view?
Centuries. I mean, this attack, this level of control has been going on for centuries. You know, centuries and centuries. The United States has been under attack since we signed that Constitution. Remember, you know, is this a republic? What do we have here? It's a republic if you can keep it. And we were out-legaled and outlawed, and we are just going to work every day like you and I. We have a family. We're going to work every day. I would never do that to you. Therefore, my government would never do that to you. But they did, and they are. And we've had a lot of beautiful people warning us. G. Edward Griffin, we were just talking about. Yourself, me, you know. And now we're actually showing them. Like, look, we've got $85 billion worth of our military gone. And where's the House? Where's Mitch McConnell? Where's Mitch McConnell's wife? Who's she? Do you know who she is? Mitch McConnell's wife is a Chinese shipping magnate.
Right.
And she used to be on the Department of Transportation for the United States of America. You don't own a company in China unless you're a communist.
Talk about the enemy, and something that's alarmed me, Jeff, and I speak about this frequently. It's information I've discovered a couple years. George Washington,
yeah,
being financed by the Bank of England. Bank of England financing King George and the rebellious George. In the early days, Jeff, I was turned on to a Stanford Hoover fellow. I walked away from Stanford and his fellowship because they began censoring him. He was exposing this fraud in the Federal Reserve. 46 presidents, only one president left the office, Andrew Jackson, without federal debt. Sutton talked about something called a Hegelian dialectic.
Problem, reaction, solution.
Is that being implemented right now in the United States?
Every day. They create the problem, COVID. We happen to have the solution, make money for the pharmaceutical companies, and maybe even... genocide, question mark, theory. Look at what they're doing to Israel. They're on four jabs now, and 86% that are in the hospital have COVID, and they're fully vaccinated. So there's problems, and they're doing it to Israel. Very interesting if you look at the playbook we were just talking about. And, you know, so is it happening to us today? Very much so, every day. And they try to, every time some bad news is going to come out about them, like the Michael Sussman indictment, where's that? Who's talking about that? Nobody. But that, in fact, is very huge. And people need to celebrate the fact that we actually have an indictment, an arrest from John Durham. And we also had Kevin Kleinsmith before that. So Sussman, I mean, charged his time to the Clinton Foundation, you know, to the Clintons, while he was being interviewed by the FBI. So you're going to see a lot come up. And you, nobody's going to come save you. You are the one you've been waiting for. You need to get involved in your local government. You need to take your kids out of school and homeschool them if we can't clean the piss out of the pool, for lack of a better term.
Is there a connection here between the reason Abraham Lincoln lost his life and John F. Kennedy? Are we fighting the same war that those two men are fighting?
Yes.
Yeah, so, and who's the they? Who's the enemy here, Jeff?
So we did. Okay, so Lincoln... went with the greenback. Lincoln is actually a Rothschild by Springs, Leroy Springs, Springfield, Illinois. But he went against his bloodline, just like JFK, JFK wanted to reinstate the gold standard. JFK didn't want to shoot down a plane to invade Cuba, right? So they went against their bloodlines, and same thing is happening to Donald J. Trump. He's a bloodline, but he's going against his bloodlines as well, because, you know, if you look at the Civil War, the French bank, you know, and the English bank, they control both sides. It was the Rothschild banks that controlled both sides, but he went and tried to do it with the greenback, right? So, boom. Any president that messed with the monetary system got shot.
Except for Jackson.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. And, well, you know, Ronald. Well.
And Ronald.
We got the Brady bill.
We got the Brady bill. So Jeff, who is the...
I'm sorry. That's terrible.
Who is the dad? Look, another guest that I've been fortunate to have on my show is a man named David Icke.
Love David Icke, yeah.
Okay. And David has been speaking out against the bacon corruption in the United Kingdom.
He spoke about the
years.
Sewers as well.
Did he?
Yes. But I think he was told to shut up.
What has happened in the United Kingdom is a system that makes the monarchy subservient to the banking system. That is within the City of London. It's not
right.
Big Ben.
The Queen has to ask permission to go into the City of London. That's correct.
So on right. my show, Jeff, I asked an economist, a professor that co-wrote a book called Sabotage with Anastasia Nestatilova. I asked Ronan, I says, if... Norman. Normandy. Sorry, that's totally blanked on this one here. William the Conqueror. If William the Conqueror is unable
William
to
the
conquer
yeah.
the city of London in 1066, I asked Ronan, I says, who controls the city of London? Because that's the same thing standing today. You've already mentioned, or we both mentioned, Rockefeller, yeah. J.P. Morgan, and the links to Rothschild, and the privacy of the Federal Reserve Bank. This whole facade that's kept away from the American people, totally dismantling their constitution. It sounds like a monopoly to me.
So, okay. The pesos. Go ahead. Did you want to continue?
No, you're right. Going after the city of London. You're describing that. Yeah,
I'm going to go through all three. The United States of America, we're the military. We've got the United States of American Body Politic, that is a Pesoer Trust. You've got London, which is the Pesoer money, Merovingian money, and you've got the Vatican, and I spoke to you that was the Rothschilds
yes.
did that deal with the Vatican for the Pesoers for $400 million in 1870. Think about how much money that is. So they own the triple access, the three stars in D.C., right?
You're saying the Pesoers.
Yeah. That's where the money comes
where
from.
Where are the pay stores located and where do they hide?
Have you heard of George Bush?
Certainly.
Did you see him ride around on when he died, the H.W. Bush, Herbert Walker Bush, who also helped the Nazis?
Right.
Who also is a skull and bones, just like Mao is a skull and bones.
Right.
People don't understand that, you know, the Harriman and brothers and the Bushes helped Germany build weapons for China for the Sino-Russia war. We don't know our history. So it's going to repeat itself. And that's what I've dug on. And that's what Pew allowed me to dig on. So I was on Clay's show, and I broke his number one rule. We spoke about Pew. He stopped me because I don't really need to talk about Pew because I have all the information from my own research. The truth is learned. It's never told. So whoever that is, I have the information now. And so I was on his show, and it was funny because – we actually blew him away because it was the day the Pandora Papers happened. And I said, let me pull up a Q post. And here it is. It's like who benefits, right? And it's co-signers of the Biden family loans. And it lists, you know, all the Amy Klobuchar, Kamala Harris, all these different, you know, the Virginia mayor, governor guy, McAuliffe. It lists all of them. And it says, you know, Pandora's political elite box. And then it goes to Hunter Biden's assets, Pandora's political elite box. So this is how they do it. You know, all these people are like, tax the rich. You can't tax the rich if you understand how money works, right? They do a complex trust. That's why Donald Trump pays probably less than 5% taxes because he understands the system. You and I don't understand it because it's not taught to us, but we need to have foundations for our house, you know, and then we ultimately drop everything into the charity and then we pay maybe 5% taxes. That's how. And then they do, obviously, foreign trust. So with the Arabella Advisors run by Kessler, Clinton Foundation, going down here, for example, 1630 Fund might fund something for Maxine Waters. 41% of that goes to the actual pop-up fund and hiring people for that, and the rest might be going to pay off Maxine Waters for a $4 million home. That's how they do it.
Where is
everybody
this?
Has to have a foundation in order for it to work.
Where are the mechanics of this being orchestrated? Does Switzerland have anything to do with this?
Yeah, I mean, it's foreign billionaires. Foreign assets deployed. I mean, we're talking about the paper ballots. We're talking about the Dominion machines, all relevant. We need to audit all 50 states. And we need to decertify if we find that there's an issue with any of these states. Now we understand where this money comes from. And, you know, people that I know and love running for Congress might have a short stick of it because we don't understand how their opponents that they want to win get funded. So that's why we, as the American people, need to figure out who the America First candidates are and donate directly to them. No more GOP. No more GOP.
I like that.
So I'm going to tell my audience to save about $200. Everybody donate $200. We're going to find out, like Darlene Swaffer, District 22, right down here in Florida. We're going to donate $2. Could you imagine if 81
Carlos
million
Spalding.
People donated $1 to all of the America First, we would win. We would defeat Hans-Jörg Weiss, who is running the Arabella Foundation, who is funding the fake majority. It's bigger than just Soros. It's bigger. And that's what I'm here to tell you. So once we understand the enemy, know thy enemy, we can win.
Can we simply pull back, Jeff, and can we say the enemy is the Federal Reserve Central Bank?
It's the bloodlines. It's the bloodlines.
It's those that control the Federal Reserve Central Bank. But
it's about 6% of the people. It literally is that guy behind the curtain. So it's about, 6,000 people, give or take.
So let's talk briefly about resolution. You've already implemented some right there, getting rid of the super PACs, which neither one of these large parties existed in 1776. I think even the Founding Fathers, the Federalist Papers, didn't like these political parties.
That's right.
So we're joining the actual individuals and politicians as independent thinkers and doing that type of things. Let's talk about resolution here. And I also want you to incorporate the understanding that you have, and I'm sure you're familiar with Catherine Austin Fitz. They understand, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
In which part, though?
Catherine Austin Fitz and the way she breaks down the COVID-19 integrating with the Great Reset, Charles Schwab, the digital currency. I'm throwing a lot at you right here.
What do you think Charles Schwab is?
Klaus Schwab. Did I say Charles? Pardon me.
Same playbook.
Okay. Klaus Schwab. So break it down. Tie that thread together for listeners. A pandemic with a global digital reset, how that makes sense. And then go into some resolution here, Jeff. Go into some resolution.
So first of all, what I think all of the listeners need to understand and people is that Donald Trump saved us from the Great Reset by helping to fund this vaccine. Okay. Do you remember when Anthony Fauci, Hail Fauci, said it would take 3 to 5 years? We'd still be locked down if we didn't do Operation Warp Speed. Warp Speed saved us from the Great Reset. Now, everybody's like, well, Donald Trump took the vaccine. Are you going to take the vaccine? No. Donald Trump can go jump off a bridge. I make my own decisions. And in fact, our president, Donald J. Trump, says that you have the right to take it and you have the right not to take it. He does believe in freedom. In fact, last night on Hannity, he made that very clear. So he wants you to think for yourself because it's not Donald Trump that's going to save us. It's you. It's you, the listener. Get involved. Get involved. You know, General Flynn says local action brings national results. We fell asleep. So bringing it all together saved us from the Great Reset. But now we have to understand our enemy so we can fix this voting system. If we don't fix the voting system, it's all over by 2022. And that's why Wendy Rogers, the Arizona Senate, they're fighting hard. We've got some issues with Doug... I'm forgetting his name right now. Who actually...
Right.
Doug Bennett.
Okay.
He doesn't speak for Wendy Rogers' constituents. He's not an elected official. He was, but he's not. The constituents and the people, I have a big Arizona fan base, and they want this audit. They want Brnovich to indict. So if we don't fix this election system, we're done. We're done. Because everything that we see... The COVID, the kids being thrown over the wall, essentially, right? Sick. The gas prices. What else is it?
The open border. You already alluded to that.
They're all symptoms.
The UN setting up troops.
They're all symptoms of our voting system. And they're using non-elected government agencies to control us right now. the FDA, the CDC. I call them the alphabet soup. They're not elected officials. So we need to stand up as Americans. And what if we all just said no all at the same time? Could you imagine how powerful that would be? With our Second Amendment strapped right
now. Key there.
Not saying that we're going to use anything. But if we just sat there with our open carry and said no. Could you imagine? Hey, excuse me. After you, sir. Oh, no, after you. We'd be so polite, you know? But we do have our Second Amendment, and that's the one thing that they forgot to get, and that's the one thing that's going to save this country if we can say no and wake up and unite.
Yeah, and perhaps Donald Trump was unexpected for them because their ship was sailing very smoothly.
They never thought she was going to lose. In fact, you saw it. That election stopped in the middle of the night, too. Skippy had to come out in the middle of the night. What's his name? Podesta. I keep forgetting how to. It's Podesta.
It's okay. You're learning English. I understand.
Mike Podesta came out at the middle of the night and said, oh, okay, everybody go home. They didn't concede either because they were cheating. We just were more than they expected. They probably cheated the vote for about 32.4% is what I gathered in my data. But we were bigger than that.
Jeff, I'm going to throw something out at you real quick here. I'm going to throw something out. I listened right here in this ballroom 2015. I hadn't yet began doing my show. But I listened to Donald speak to probably 200 people. And he says, if I run for president, I'll do so as an independent, self-financed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to me, that resonated because I thought, hey, I voted for Ross Perot.
I did too.
And I believe in an independent thinker. I don't like the big parties. They're both corrupt.
That was Ron Paul.
Yeah. That's my guy. Independent, self-financed.
Yes.
He joined the GOP ticket. And I thought to myself, A, he probably could have won as an independent. Very charismatic guy. People loved him. But B, what deal did he make with the GOP? Is Donald Trump somehow on the back door? Is he compromised somehow that he's protecting? Now, you're into the Q post. Yeah. I don't understand that.
No.
Does he have a Trump card? What's going on here with Donald Trump? What's going on with Donald Trump?
He, just think if, you know, Donald Trump certainly had the power to just round up everybody and arrest him. But would that look really good? Even I'd be like, oh, my God. So we have to do it.
How are you?
He does have the Trump card. I mean, he's the only movie star or star at the time that ever outed Jeffrey Epstein. Everybody else protects him. You know, remember he came out even before. Are you going to run? I don't know. But, you know, Bill Clinton's got a problem with Jeffrey Epstein. And so does Hillary. So he's the only outspoken one. So what if he... Do you remember when Donald Trump was in the paper because he helped the FBI get rid of the mafia out of Atlantic City?
I don't remember that.
Mm. Maybe something like that is happening as well, or has happened. Maybe he knows all of the stars, and that's why everybody did what he wanted. And that's, I mean, look at what happened when he was president. We had a respect that we've never had since we've been born, since we've been alive.
Right, right.
You know, and so he's going against the bloodline. Everybody else is just trying to hide their crimes. That's really all it is.
That's really, really well said, Jeff. I want to, as we wind down here, we spend a little more
but
time
not
here.
Everybody is bad, but you know, can you imagine having your family? I mean, if you step out of line, that's why the Democrats are in lockstep. They're afraid of their lives. This is not a game. This is serious stuff. And I do think humanity is good, but we're still not there yet, but we're getting there. They're turning on their own right now, and you're going to see a lot more of that. They're going to start eating their own. No pun intended.
Jeff, what is your background? What along your time in as American did you say, hey, wait a second, I've got to follow this banking corruption. I got to find these monarchy lines, these lines that go back to the Vatican. Where were you in your life that you said, something's not right, I'm going to dig it out, I'm going to expose this?
Very early on. I was a Y kid. In fact, because I said so, my mom would say. Why? And I was, you know, just always wondering why. But the biggest thing is when I was working in Manhattan, and I ran $1 million a year gross profit branch selling Cisco systems. And I did Depository Trust Network. I did Goldman. I did Chase. I did a lot of business, $36 million in 1 year. And then they made me a manager because I was making too much. But it was an honor, and I knew a lot of people that died that day. But my buddy came up to me and said, hey, did you know the Federal Reserve is private? I'm like, well, I kind of knew that. And I'm like, well, okay, here I go. And sure enough, that's where I found G. Edward Griffin. This is in the 90s. And I was always one to question everything. In fact, everything that I've said, guys, please look it up yourself. You know, if somebody tells you something,
prove them wrong.
Get up, because the first step, the truth is learned. It's never told. I can tell you facts from here to. That's why I pulled out my little Google machine to show you the Antifa Ryman.
The Zach wouldn't be too happy about, but hey, you did.
Right, I know. He went, but you know, but we have to. But if they don't hide it. And so I just want to just get the truth out, because if we understand the enemy, we can certainly defeat them a lot easier. And there's a lot that we all need to keep learning together. This is a great awakening. People are becoming closer to me, and I'm getting closer spiritually. You know, like I died in 2017 and had a 92.4% chance of dying. And my message was, you're not done. That was February 22nd, 2007. I didn't know what that meant. I never thought I would be sitting here talking to you on a podcast or having my own show, ever. But this is what Q has done. It's united us. And there's a lot more of us than you think. People, you know, Q, right? I mean, I'm on Alex Kaplan today on Media Matters. Did you see that?
Who's that?
So Alex Kaplan is funded by, you know, is Media Matters, right? And they're funded by the 1630 Fund. And I'm there right now, like today, from last night. I'm the most attacked. I'm even censored by the people that scream that they're censored. I was on Hillary Clinton's top 200 list on Twitter. She wanted me off Twitter. I had 250,000 followers. I've got my PayPal taken, my Patreon, my Teespring, my Cash App. Media Matters got that. YouTube, just before Hunter Biden, I was one of the 17 accounts that got taken down. Just before Hunter Biden laptop, because I couldn't tell you that he was doing all this crazy stuff. So it's very amazing, but it's a badge of honor. Because we got our YouTube taken down. We were on RedStateTalkRadio.com. You can use your spy device. Tune into Red State Talk Radio. You can hear us every day at noon to 2. We've got 130,000 live listeners. Then it repeats. We've got another 75. And then it repeats again. We've got another 60 to 90, depending on the repeat time. And so we're getting probably getting more than CNN on their average view. So just like you probably are as well, because you've got a great show as well. And keep telling the truth. Keep interviewing people. Keep asking questions. And then look it up yourself. That is going to be when people start to dig for themselves. I call it digging, researching. That is when we're going to become really informed. You know, people still are waiting for you to tell them. They're waiting for somebody to save them. You are the one you've been waiting for. You research it. Prove me wrong. And when you prove me wrong, guess what? I'm going to research it. And I'm going to say, you know what? You're right. I was wrong. Because I can do that. It's not about ego. It's about a fact is a fact, whether I like it or not. And a theory must be stated as clear with a question mark. You know, theories. So theories are good, but we need to report the facts. So, for example, Q Post, foreign black sites being shut down. Yesterday in the news, the CIA closed the North Korea site. Black sites are being shut down. Google that. CIA, black site, North Korea.
You mentioned something, and I want to ask you, are we currently in a revolution here in the United States? Is it communist? Is it a communist takeover? If the election was fraud? Was that an election coup? Was that a communist coup? Or what do you see happening on that front? But I also want you to talk about the CIA and what fund they're covering out of Delaware. You'd mentioned that before.
Sure. So we're literally crossing the Delaware. Remember, the Pacer Trust is the United States of America and body politic. And that's what the CIA protects. They protect the United States of America's best interests, their interests. But that's not you and me. That's their businesses in the trust. Okay. So what was the other part of that question?
Are we in a revolution right now? It's nonviolent, but yes. Was the election fraud? Is that a communist coup?
Yes. And it's not communist. It's not Nazi. It's the bloodline controls. You know, they're going to, you know, label it, right? Is it communism? Is it national socialism? Is it Nazis? No, it's just their playbook.
And economic.
It's economic playbook. It's a silent war. The silent war check out Bill Cooper, The Silent War, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. Check that out. That's exactly what's happening. That's why you have all these ships out here. That's why you ran out of toilet paper. They were trying to manufacture a response. And that's also economic, just to your point. Yes.
Who do you put your faith in right now, Jeff? And thanks for your extended time. We've got Darlene Swiffer waiting by here.
And by the way, the MG show fully supports
Darlene.
And recommends before General Flynn. But maybe we help do the vetting. So General Flynn recommended Darlene Swiffer, full and total and complete endorsement. And we did about 2 weeks before that, didn't we?
We did.
So, yeah, God bless you. And Darlene's sitting right there, so I'm saying hi. Florida 22, get up.
Who do you put your trust in? We're going to have listeners obviously from around the world, Canada, Australia. But who do you put your trust in if you're an American? If America falls,
the global
central banking system is implemented on a digital scale, in my view. And you concur with that or not, but this is the last stand here. America must stand. America must rise and make a stand. Who do you put your trust in right now, politically? Anybody that sticks out of you? You posted a selfie with yourself or a picture with yourself and Matt Gaetz. Is there anybody else right now in the American political system that you can fight in?
Yeah, I mean, who's that?
Congressman Massey out of Kentucky.
Oh yeah, Massey, right.
Kentucky.
So what we're doing is we're looking like Joe Ray Perkins out of Oregon. You know, Wendy Rogers. You know, we need to like look at everybody that's
about Joe Kent.
America First. I haven't dug on him yet. But we're going to be doing that as we go. So who do I have trust in? You guys that are listening right now. I have trust in you that you're going to do the research on your candidates. You're going to find out who's funding them. Follow the money that's funding your candidates. That's who I trust. I trust you, the American people, because humanity is good, generally. Like, you know, if you fall down, what am I going to do? Kick you? Or
well, Jeff, I'd assume that you would help me out.
Well, I might do an elbow, you know. You know, and then, I mean, he looks like a prize fighter, this guy.
He
looks. This has been a fun interview.
Superman.
Thank you very much, Jeff. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it. Let's leave some final words for listeners. Close out here. We've got the amazing Jeff Peterson and Darlene Swiffer sitting on the other side of the table. That's
the beautiful,
patriotic, elegant Darlene Swiffer that recently, through her efforts, had hosted Darren Gobb with Restore Liberty. And were you there as well,
Jeff? I was there, yeah.
You were there with James O'Keefe and Doug Billings. We're on that fundraising expedition, or
I was at Pastor Locke.
You were Pastor Locke. Yeah. Okay, you're at the right. Okay, so Jeff, we've thrown a lot,
and
at
only
folks,
part of it. And this
and
is
it's only covering
small,
the,
yeah, it's small, and it's that vast. So, final words. What would you like? You want me to wrap it up?
Yeah. What do you want listeners to walk away with? What foot do you want them to walk away with?
You know, I think what we need to do is just take a look in the mirror. You know, when Q says think mirror, that's what he means. He wants you to look in the mirror. And can you look in the mirror and say that I am a great human? Do I need to change something around me? Do I need to change the politics around me? Who am I surrounding myself with? How is my city working? Can I help my daughter? Can I help my son? How can I do it? So really, you're the one you've been waiting for. And it's just as simple as that. But a well-educated electorate is what a liberal really is. It's well-read, okay? I am an individual. You are an individual. So it's not about it's not about Republican. It's not about Democrat. It's about the truth. It's about God. It's about this country. It's about you. And together, united, all of us, we will win. Because they forgot at the end of the book, God wins.
Okay, one more question, Jeff. Before you give your website
Thank
for
you.
Another time. Jeff, who is Q? What is Q?
Well, it's what Q is. There's 5,000 posts, and it's information that was dropped that we've dug on. See, I'm a citizen journalist, right? And I was very skeptical. But I was Q'd over 20 some odd times. I was probably the most Q'd. The Paysewer research that I spoke to you about was Q'd. The Lee family bloodline was Q'd. We can get into that another time. But I'm the one that found out that we were going to fund the wall through the military, Red Castle, Green Castle, right? The Army Corps of Engineers. I'm that guy that kept getting Q'd. I don't know who Q is.
Is it an algorithm? It's an aggregator? Is it a software?
So what Q says is it's less than 10 people three non-military. That's all I know.
Location on the planet?
Multiple. We've got their devices, so, you know, I've got their devices up to about Q-Post 3000-ish, and there was over 2,700 devices used. We had Qs posting at the same time from different locations of the globe.
And their relation to Donald Trump?
Well, there were pictures with, next to, or by Donald Trump that have never been on the internet before. And that's what the mainstream media doesn't want to tell you. They don't want to tell you about the zero deltas, which means Q posts and Donald Trump tweets, or tweeted, at the same time within 60 seconds. There's over 40 some odd. Mathematically impossible. If you're into statistics, I took statistics. It's mathematically impossible. I was actually a zero delta as well. Q posted, and it said, well, it happened again. Amy Klobuchar announced that she's running for Senate in a blizzard. How many times did she do that? Or, well, it happened again. Was it because I was Q'd again? I don't know. But I'm just very, very happy that I did find this, because it allowed me to expand my thinking, and it allowed me to talk to you today. I mean, we've got a very most red-pilled audience in the world, besides you, your guys's, but we dig, and we have a Telegram, t.me/mgshow. Come and dig and talk to regular people. Rumble.com/mgshow. We're live there Monday through Friday at noon to 2. We're on Brighteon for the first hour, brighteon.tv live as well. Natural News is writing positive articles about us. Media Matters is not. Then we've got redstatetalkradio.com. Just tell your spy device, hey, tune in to Red State Talk Radio at noon Eastern, and that's how you can get a hold of us. And I'd love to have you on our show as well, because you look like, you know, a prize fighter. I mean, it's true, guys. This guy's huge.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Jeff Peterson.
Yay.
Jeff, thank you very much.
AKA In The Matrix on Twitter. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you a lot.